every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them." Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa, when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you are not to call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you, by which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, "God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Athirst is my soul for the living God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. As the hind longs for the running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. Athirst is my soul for God, the living God. Who shall I go? When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on. And bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Then will I go into the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Alleluia. The shepherd, says the Lord, I know my sheep and mine know me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Yes,
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. The Good Shepherd discourse, John's Good Shepherd discourse, made an appearance yesterday in the Gospel, and because of weekday readings are on a different schedule, comes back to us again today. And there are three different aspects, three different images that are presented by St. John. First, Jesus as the shepherd, then Jesus as the gate, and then the distinctive voice of truth and life. And all of this is based on the unique concept that in a village there would be one central corral. And at the end of the day, all of the different flocks would be brought into that central corral. And then the next day, the individual shepherds would go and call his or her sheep. And they would follow him or her, kind of like a parent, a mother or a father yelling into a field full of kids, and then your kids coming to follow you. The whole purpose of the image or images is summed up in that one line, though. I came so that they might have life. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. For now, it's the relationship of the shepherd and the sheep, a kind of spiritual symbiotic relationship that is offered to us. Sheep and shepherd depend on one another, and each sheep is important. Each sheep is special. Luke will go a little bit further and say that to show that special nature of each by saying that the shepherd is willing to leave the whole flock for that one particular sheep. Abundant life is ours if we remain focused on the voice of that shepherd, the true shepherd. Amen.